An unmanned aircraft expert says a common problem caused an Air National Guard drone to crash into Lake Ontario last November. We get more from the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney.
The Air Force says multiple communication and navigation failures led to the crash of an MQ-9 Reaper drone piloted by the Syracuse-based 174th Air National Guard Wing. No one was hurt when the multi-ton aircraft plummeted into the lake 12 miles offshore late last year. Agamemnon Kersides is a professor at RIT and the academic director of Upstate New York's private drone research alliance, NewAir. He says GPS and internal navigation system failures on drones are their most common issue.
That I'm assuming what happened was once it's lost its location, it caused the drone to go into an emergency mode, and it looks like those emergency mode backup systems failed as well.
The drone's backup autopilot is designed to steer away from populated areas, but Kersides says with navigation systems down, some luck may have factored into the drone still being over water when it went down.
In terms of the sensor not being able to locate the position, then essentially the unmanned aircraft system had no idea where it was, and we got lucky that it didn't crash into a populated area.
The Air Force says a bad right turn while on autopilot sent the drone into an unrecoverable flat spin. Kersides says a drone under computer control is only as good a flyer as the sensors it has on board.
If that sensor failed, the autopilot has no chance.
An Air Force review board released its report on the crash this week. It ruled there was no pilot error in the accident and the drone had passed a pre-flight inspection. The MQ-9 had been in the air on a training mission for about 2 hours when it encountered problems. It was just over 15 minutes from error to crash impact. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.